question was asked in the halakha, the proper protocol for Motzei Shabbat. In some of the Sidurim, there's different Pesukim, there's different Tefillot that are made on Motzei Shabbat. What is the proper behavior when it comes to them, and procedure, and what is the reason behind it? Well, actually, in Siman Shin, the Mishnah Berura writes that Nohagim Gamken Omar Piyutim Vezemirot Ahar Havdalah. That's the Mishnah Berura in Sifkatan Gimal. But there is a custom to sing songs, special Motzei Shabbat songs in Piyutim, after the Havdalah. If you go back to the Mishnah Berura, or to Maran, actually, in Siman Resh Tzadihe, there the Rama says a few things. He writes, there's only one serif in that Siman. V'nehagu l'azkir Eliyahu ha-Navi b'motzei Shabbat. There is a custom specifically to mention Eliyahu ha-Navi on Motzei Shabbat. L'tpalel shi'yavo v'ybaserenu ha-Geula. To specifically pray on Motzei Shabbat that he will come and redeem us. So says the Mishnah Berura, the Ita Be'erubin Muftach Lehen the Yisrael She'en Eliyahu Ba'alo Ba'arbe Shabbatot Ve'lo Ba'arbe Yemim Krovim Lepnei HaTorah. There's a tradition that Eliyahu Navi will not come on Erev Shabbat or Erev Yom Tov, because the people are too busy. שמניחים סורכי שבת והולכים להקביל פעניו. And she says, if Eliyahu HaNavi is going to show up, then they're going to have to leave the Shabbat, the preparations, and go greet him. So there's one inconvenience to them. They're busy with the Shabbat. ועל כן העולם מתפללים כיוון שעבר השבת, now Shabbat passed. Eliyahu HaNavi could show up. ויכול לבוא, שיבוא ויבשרנו. So therefore, since now he's back in play, so right away, מוצא שבת, we pray for Eliyahu HaNavi to show up. ועיין בליהו רבה שכתב, דה המדקדקים אומרים גם שעת פזמונים ושירים. Other songs they sing as well, כאשר הם מצויים אצלנו. וראוי לזהן לומר, בונו של עולם, החל את. This is certain תפילה, בונו של עולם, אצל נסידורים. It's on the Yerushalmi. That's also very important. ויש מקומות שמדליקים נרות. Some light נרות המוצאי שבת, במקום often in the dark places. דעיידי זה זכה שאול למנוחה. Shaul, it says Ben Kish Ben Ner. His grandfather was Ner. Why they call him Ner? Because he used to light Nerot in the dark roads. And in the zechut of his grandfather, he used to light Nerot, he became the king. So Zenyan also, Motzei Shabbat, they light Nerot. Now there are brought down in the Sfarim a custom, Minhag Kadum, to say Eliyahu Navi Zachul Latov 130 times. This is brought down in the Eliyahu Rabbah. What's the reason for this? So some want to say, because if you take the gematria of Eliyahu and Navi, well, Eliyahu is how much? 52. And Hanavi is how much? Well, here Nun is 55. 57, 67, 72. So 72 and 52 is how much? No, that's not the calculation. You did it too quick. Hanavi is He, Nun, Bet, Yud, Aleph, which is 68. 68 and 52 is how much? No, it's not 130. 120. But if you count the letters, Aleph, Lamed, Yud, He, Vav, He, Nun, Bet, Yud, Aleph, that's 10. So with the Otiyot, Eliyahu Navi's Gematria, 130. So that's where they got the custom to say Eliyahu Navi 130 times. The Abu Daram brings down that the reason why we say it on Motzei Shabbat is because when Eliyahu Navi comes, he's going to be Mavdil between the Kesherim and between the Temeim. We don't know who's kasher and who's not kasher. Eliyahu is going to say, you're kasher to come into the kahal, you're pasul to come into the kahal. He's going to discern for us. So since Motzei Shabbat is the time of Havdalah, so therefore, Eliyahu Nabi is also a Mavdir, and therefore we mention his name as well. Furthermore, the Ben Ish Chai brings down that Eliyahu Nabi is dependent on Shabbat. Because the Gemara says, if the Jewish people would keep two Shabbatot, right away they would be redeemed. So right after we are keeping the Shabbat, we say, oh, maybe this is the second Shabbat, and therefore Eliyahu Nabi Zechulatov, and if we invoke his Zechut. Finally, it's brought down from the Midrash, Shebichol Motzei Shabbat Nichnas Eliyahu Gan Eden. Eliyahu Nabi enters Gan Eden Motzei Shabbat, V'yoshev Ta'at Etz HaChayim, and he sits under the tree of life, V'kotev Zechutan Shel Yisrael, and he writes the Zechuyot of Yisrael. So since he's doing that, so therefore we mention him as well. Some have the custom as well to sing songs that have to do with Eliyahu Nabi, and some have the custom as well to read the Patach Eliyahu that is following. So everybody goes according to their custom. Last but not least, the Rama does bring down in Siman Resh Sadiha another very important minhag that's also brought down by Rabbeinu Ha'ari. And that is what he writes. Aval omrim v'yiten lecha. The custom is to say v'yiten lecha. There's a machlok, and you say v'yiten lecha before the Havdalah or after the Havdalah. Our custom is to say it after the Havdalah. Mishnah Berurah says, she'en pesukim shel beracha b'tchilat yemei ha'shavua. Good luck, pesukim. So between the V'yitin Lecha and the Eliyahu Nabi Zechulatov 130 times and all the other Pesukim that we say in the Piyutim, this is definitely a good omen that the week starts off. But it's not just folklore. It's actually brought down in the Halakha.